Concern continues to grow over the fate of missing Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. It's been nearly 3 weeks since Pearl disappeared from a restaurant in the Pakistani port city of Karachi. FBI agents have joined Pakistani police in the search for Pearl. Last week, authorities in Karachi identified a British-born Islamic militant as a key suspect in the reporter's disappearance. The suspect remains at large. NPR's Ann Garrels has more from Islamabad.
The kidnappers of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl have been silent. Pakistan's Interior Minister Moinuddin Haider has suggested they now realize their emails and phone calls can be traced. But after repeatedly raising expectations the case would be broken soon, Haider has admitted he's increasingly concerned. He said he hopes this does not overshadow the whole new relationship that's being built up between Pakistan and the United States. President Pervez Musharraf arrives in Washington tomorrow, where he hopes to be rewarded for his recent stand against terrorist groups that had long been permitted to operate in Pakistan. Last week, Pakistani police tracked down three suspects who it's believed sent the first two emails, now assumed to be the only authentic ones. They contained photographs of a handcuffed Pearl with a gun to his head, along with demands that suspected Taliban and Al-Qaeda prisoners being held at the U.S. base in Cuba be returned to Pakistan. One of the three suspects said he sent the emails on the orders of Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh. 27-year-old Sheikh, the son of a London clothes merchant and a former student at the London School of Economics, has a long record of Islamic militancy. He's fought for the self-determination of the disputed region of Kashmir and was jailed for 5 years in India for kidnapping Western tourists. He was freed in 1999 after hijackers of an Indian airliner demanded his release. Since then, he's made his home in Pakistan, where he reportedly had ties to groups associated with Afghanistan's ousted Taliban regime, as well as Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network. Pakistan banned these groups last month under pressure from the United States. Having failed to find Sheikh, investigators have detained several of his relatives, hoping this might pressure him to release Pearl. Last week, Sheikh's aunt managed to contact him by phone, pleading with him to turn himself in. She told him family members were in custody. After that, the phone went dead, and since then there's been no further contact. As President Musharraf headed for the United States, he raised the possibility Sheikh had acted with the help of Indian intelligence agencies, but he did not say why. Other officials acknowledge the evidence is highly circumstantial. India and Pakistan are longtime enemies, and tensions are particularly high right now. India has denied the charges, saying they are an attempt to deflect attention from what it calls Pakistan's questionable commitment to fight terrorism. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Islamabad.